Great. Thank you, Carrie. Now, on the screen, in just a moment, there's going to be a picture of a house. Quite a big house, actually. Rather a nice house. I wonder if anybody knows which house it is, where it is to be found. Looks, there are quite a lot of houses that look like this. We have one hand up. Yeah, what house do we think this is? Yes, it's almost, you know, the title of the house, anybody know? Apsley House, and the address is, yes, somebody said. Yeah, no, it's a rather unusual address. It's in London, it's by Hyde Park, and the address is Number 1 London. That's rather a grand address, isn't it? Number 1 London. I live at Number 1 Amherst Road. That's a very grand address, too, just in case anybody was wondering. But actually, not quite as big and smart as this. Now, what we need to know is what it looks like inside. That's quite nice, actually. As drawing rooms go, that's not bad, is it? I think I might be happy with that. And do we know whose house it was? It's a museum now. Whose house did it belong? Who did it belong to? Do you know? Was it the Queen? No, it wasn't the Queen, actually. No, it wasn't the Queen. It was a very important person. It was a royal person. Anybody know? Does anyone else know? Yes? No? No, not sure. No, not quite sure. Yeah? Yes, absolutely right. Well done. Yes, belonged to the Duke of Wellington. Here he is. Duke of Wellington was one of the great generals of an earlier day. And about 200 years ago, there was a big battle. Battle of Waterloo. And we were not on very good terms with our French neighbours at the time, and it was a big battle. And everybody back at home knew that the Duke of Wellington was in charge of a battle, and that it was going to be a very important one. But, of course, they didn't have televisions, and they didn't have radios, and they couldn't find out what was going on. So they knew it was happening. They wanted to know who had won. And they couldn't ring up and ask. No phones. Couldn't switch on the television. No television. Instead, they had to climb onto the roof of Winchester Cathedral, and they'd look out to the English Channel where there would be signalling ships. And these ships were rather cleverly, when they got news, when somebody came from the battle and told them what had happened, they would sort of send up an arrangement of flags, and the flags, each flag in turn spelt out a letter, and the letters together spelt out a message, so they knew what had happened in the battle. Now, I think we'd probably like to see that. And in order to know what the message was, I need 26 young helpers who are big enough to hold up an A4 sheet. And if you'd like to make your way over there as soon as possible, the first 26 to make it over here can have a letter. And I need 26. High speed. Well done. Now, one at a time. One letter at a time. Debbie will give you line up. And it'll be one at a time. Just one at a time. Okay? So we want to know what's happening at the Battle of Waterloo. What has happened? The Duke of Wellington is in charge. First letter. The ship is signalling to us, and it says, let's hold it up. That's actually upside down. The Duke of Wellington. No, Duke of Wellington. That W. Okay, we've begun. Next letter, please. Next letter. Along we come. Well done. W. What have we got here? An E. Okay, let's come right. I think we'll need all the space we can find, probably. So let's move you along here. W. Next letter. Next letter for us. Next letter, please. Long we come. Well done. W, let's hold up the next letter. What can we see here? Let's hold it up so we can all see. It's an L. Is there another L coming? Yes, all right. Next two letters, please. Yep, our ship is signalling very well. Well, that could just mean he's feeling well, couldn't it? Is there any more? Ah, okay. Well, what have we got here? And let's hold that up. We've got an I, good, and an N. Yep, and we're getting the message. And a G, yes, and a T, and an O, and an N, and we'll just stop there. Let's hold those all up. What does it say? It says Wellington. Okay, let's move you along a little bit, so you can sort of make your way down there. Is there any more to this message, or is it just that we knew he was there? We didn't need to be told Wellington. What's happened? Yeah, okay. On we come then. Wellington. Duh. Okay, next. Yep, let's move you along. Let's move down this way. That's right, so we can see. D-E. Dead? Is he? No. Death. Wellington, death. Next. Yep, okay. Right. Death-E. Death-E. A. T. Defeat. D. Wellington defeated. Now, it was a very misty day, and they were having trouble reading the signal, and at that point, the mist really closed in, and they got the message. Wellington defeated. And you can imagine how they felt about that. Their hero defeated at the battlefield. Gone down to the enemy who was triumphant. Napoleon had won. All was lost. And the future looked very, very bleak. And they were very miserable and downcast. Wellington defeated. And so it stayed for a little while. But after a little bit, the mist began to clear again. And they saw that the ships were still signalling. There was more to the message. Let's move you right across. Can we bunch Wellington up in a little group in the corner? We don't need to see your letters anymore. We'll just sort of put you all up there. Defeated. And so we'll see you right along here. On we go. On we go. Right along these. Okay. Let's have some more message from our ship, shall we? Wellington defeated. Hold up the letters, please. The enemy. Wellington defeated the enemy. Wow. Hooray. Well, you can imagine what it was like and the change of mood when they realized our hero hadn't gone down. He had won. It was the enemy who'd gone down. Napoleon was defeated and all was not lost. And the future now looked fantastic. What they'd thought was a great defeat turned out, in fact, to be a wonderful victory. And when the Lord Jesus Christ was first arrested, his disciples thought the game's up, and they all ran away, having said, no, we'll stay with you. They all ran away. And then when he was crucified and died, they all hid behind a locked door in an upper room because they were so frightened everything was going to go wrong because their hero had been defeated. But that first Easter morning, as we heard in that reading from Luke's Gospel, they discovered it wasn't true. What they thought was a defeat was, in fact, the most wonderful victory. The women came to the tomb. They couldn't find the body of Jesus. He wasn't there anymore. And instead, the angel said, "Why are you looking for a living person among these dead people? He's not here. He is risen, just as he said he would." And at that moment, they began to realize they'd stumbled on something they'd never even dreamed could be possible. The tomb was empty, and the Lord Jesus was alive. It must have been a great moment. We're going to share in that moment as we sing our next song together. If you, with the letters, would like to make your way back again, thank you for 26 splendid helpers. You've done very well indeed. Hand your letters back, if you would, and we will sing. We'll join with the women on that first Easter morning and the excitement of discovering that what they thought was a defeat was actually the most marvelous triumph. Moment for them, just as for a great moment for anyone today who discovers for the first time that the Lord Jesus Christ is alive and among us and reigning. Now, I've got a rather unusual box here. Anybody like to come and tell me what sort of box I've got here? Come on, then. In with them. Good. What is this, do you think? You reckon it's a safe? I agree with you. It is a safe. And do you know what you do with a safe?
You put money in it in case you lose all your money.
You put money in case you lose all your money.
Yeah, and you can basically put anything in it and then lock it up and then it'll...
You can put anything in it and lock it up. And it's probably got valuable things in it. That's why you have a safe, to lock things away that you don't want to lose or get stolen. Yeah, so that's interesting, isn't it? Because I've got a safe here. I wonder whether there might be something valuable inside it, because there usually is. There might be a chocolate egg, ever hopeful. Right, okay. Well, you never know, do you? Well, shall we, let's open it up and find out. We can't have a safe locked. I mean, there's no point having a safe locked. Let's open it up. Would you like to open it up? Sorry? I need a key. Have you got a key? You haven't got a key? Ah. That's more difficult then, isn't it? Well, what a good thing. I've got a little selection, one of which might just work. Do you want to try? Let's have a try. See, I've got a little selection of keys here. Let's see what you can find. One of them might help. What, come on, try one of them. Come on, pick one of them. What have you got there? Let's have all have a look. That, yeah, I tried that one just for a moment. You never know. Any luck? No, trouble with that is it's a car key, actually. I don't think that's going to work, is it? Never mind. Very valuable in their own way. I lost one once. That was not a happy moment having to replace it. Don't lose your car keys. Afraid that won't help. Let's let somebody else have a go. Who else would like to come and have a see where they can find? Let's have somebody from a little bit further back. Anybody from a little bit further back like to come up? Yep. All right then. Come on. See, if we got, I've got, there are several here. I mean, one of them ought to work, I think. Let's have a little look here. Just choose something. Okay, try that one. Yep. That one looks a little bit big, actually. It's almost bigger than the safe, isn't it, that? Is any luck? No, what have we got here? Let's try that. That is a valuable try. That actually is that's the key to the church tower, I think. So that's important in its own way as well. In fact, somebody was looking for it this morning and I had it, so I was rather unpopular. Never mind. Be that as it may, church towers, just try. You never know. Funny what keys can do sometimes. No, no luck with that one either. Let's have somebody here from this side who'd like to go. Anybody from this side? Like to come on over. Come on then. I've got several here. I mean, one of them really ought to have a reasonable chance of getting. And we've got to have our safe open, haven't we? Which would you like to try from here? I've got three left. One of them might. Which one are you going to go for? That one? All right, try those. No, that's not a key, I'm afraid. That just says best wishes on it. That won't do. No, try that. Yep, okay. That's not very promising, actually, is it? That is three plastic keys. Do you think we're going to have any luck with those at all? Give it a try. You never know. Might be a magic safe. But it's not. Oh, well. Not to worry. Let's hold those up. Good try. Thank you for the trying. We got to... What are these? The first years. I think these came from the Early Learning Centre, probably. An earlier day. Very, very nice keys. But don't seem to open our safe. Well, we've got two more. Two more. Anyone from the middle? Anyone from the middle? Come on, then. Come on, then. Come on, Edward. Come, give it a try. I very much want to get into that safe. It's important. It's locked at the moment, and we want to get into it. Which one are you going to choose? The big one or the little one? Big one. Okay? Try the big one. No. We want it trying in the safe. It's not a present. It's so you can open the safe with it. Try turning it that way around. What do you reckon? No? Never mind. But it's a good try. Good try. This is an 18th birthday key, actually, and it's plastic, so I don't think that would go very far. Very nice key, isn't it? Lovely, really. Can you see that one? Sorry, I'm just appearing on the screen. There it is. Very smart, 18th birthday. No, no good. Well, we've just got one left. Who wants to come and try our last one? Somebody from around the back. Come on, then. Yep, come on. Come and have a try. This is a very, very small key. Now, that's good, isn't it? Because it's a small safe, so a small key might actually work. Just one left. Okay. There it is. Well, that's the nearest we've got to it, I think, isn't it? Is it working? Well, I'm glad it's not working, actually, because it's a radiator key, and I'd be rather bothered if you could open my safe. I'd be very bothered if you could open my safe with a radiator key, but it's well worth trying. Very good for bleeding the radiator, not very good for getting into our safe. Now, that's a problem, isn't it? Because we know that we want to get in, but we seem to be locked out. And, you know, the Bible says heaven is a bit like that. Heaven is a bit like a safe, like this safe here. Of course, much bigger, of course. But the problem with heaven is it's as if it's got a locked door. But if we die and want to go to heaven, which for sensible we want to do, we find that actually the door is locked. And we can't get in and there's nothing we can do to open it. None of these keys seem to work. Perhaps some famous person will help us get in. Can we see a few famous people who might be able to help? Let's have a look, see if we've got one or two on the screen, I think. Who might this be? It's not Jesus. No, somebody said. No, that's... That is Russell Brand. I don't think he's very interested in heaven. Lady Gaga's too busy singing, I think, to help us with heaven, probably. Here's a very clever man. I'm told he's very clever. George Osborne. Oh, well, we're not quite so fast. Yes, but Mrs. Thatcher. Well, she's probably not far from heaven. I don't think she's going to be able to let us in, though she had all sorts of power in other times. Ah, the lovely Kate. Do you think Kate would let us in if we asked her? Kate, could you let us into heaven, please? I think she'd probably say it's more than I can do, actually, even though I'm married to William. Justin Welby. Well, he's a nice bloke, isn't he? Great bloke. Great Chris Guy. I don't think he's got the key to heaven. He might tell us where to find it. And I think he's got it himself. Who else could help? Ah, Jessica Ennis. Well, brilliant. She's got a gold medal, but it doesn't look like the key to heaven. I don't think even she can run in or take us there. And, I detected a sort of groan at that point. I'm sure he's a very nice fellow, Justin Bieber, but he's too busy singing, really, to help us, I think, get into heaven. Just one space left. I wonder who might be there. Ah, the Buddha. I don't think he can help. He died and he was cremated, and I'm told they spread his ashes all over the place. Well, he's not going to be able to help us, is he, get into heaven? No religious leader is going to be able to help us get into heaven. That's very difficult. And the reason is that they, like us, we're all sinful. And that's why the door is locked. And we can't open it ourselves. Nobody has the key. And the problem is our sin, our sinfulness, our turning away from God and living our own life, our own way, without him, as we all do one way or another. Some people are worse than others. That's not the point. We've all done it. And the door is locked. And none of us, not even those splendid people, not you or I, have got the key. But on that first Good Friday, we know that Jesus died to take our sin away. And that's why he is the one who has the key and can let us in. There was a child who once was looking through a few things at home. He must have been quite young. He found a little cross. Here's a bigger cross. This is a wooden cross, rather nice cross, this one. He found a little metal cross, the kind that perhaps somebody here today has got hanging around his or her neck, or maybe on a lapel or something. He found this little key, and he said, "Mum, is this a key?" And she was about to say, no, it's a cross. And then she just stopped herself and said, "Yes, it is actually a key. The cross of the Lord Jesus is the key that opens the way to heaven. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in." Jesus is the one with the key, and he's alive today to enable us to find friendship with God and the certainty of being with him at the end of the road. Now, as it happens, I do have just one more key, and I wonder whether this one might work. Anybody further back like to try? No? Somebody right? Oh, somebody with a very tall hand. Okay, then, very tall hand. Looks like Emily, is it? Come on, then. See what you can do. Here's just one more key. Now, this really is my last hope, actually. So if this doesn't work, I'm afraid we will never know what was in that safe. Let's have a try. Is that going in? I very much hope so. It's not the easiest to get in, but let's try. Maybe I'll be able to help you. Let's just see. Try it like that. Is that going to work? Ah, try pushing that. Is that going in? Right in. And turning right. Hey, well done. This is the key that opens the safe. And what do you think it's got inside? Do you want to have a look around and see? Any gold, any jewelry, any silver? I don't think so. What's he got there? Ah, there is a pack of Maltesers. That's good. No Easter egg. What are these things? A couple of raw plugs. They're not particularly interesting, are they? Maltesers. No gold, no jewelry. What a pity. Ah, but instead, there is some words of the Lord Jesus from the Bible. You know, these are not gold, but they're much more precious and important. See what it says? The risen Lord Jesus says, "I died, and see, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys." Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Jesus says, "I died, and see, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys." Thank you. I think that's a little present for being the one who managed to open the safe. Well done indeed. Thank you very much. If you'd like to sit down. Great. The promise of the love and knowledge and friendship of the risen Lord Jesus is more precious and more valuable than all the gold and silver in the world. If we don't understand that, we've got something very important yet to learn. Now, we're just going to watch something just for a few minutes on the screen before we sing again. You might think we're on Christmas morning, but it's not a mistake. Just watch, and I think you'll see what's going on.